It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Plans to bring passenger rail to additional Wisconsin communities are moving ahead. We're checking in with efforts in Madison and Eau Claire. Governor Evers and the State Department of Transportation recently submitted a federal grant application to expand the Amtrak Hiawatha train service that currently runs between Chicago and Milwaukee. The extended route would include Watertown, Pewaukee, and Madison. The state capital has not seen passenger rail in more than 50 years. After years of stalled efforts, Wisconsin's grant proposal to the U.S. Department of Transportation would connect the state's two largest cities by train, extending twice-daily Chicago to Milwaukee trains to Madison. Satya Rhodes-Conway has served as Madison's mayor since 2019. Mayor Rhodes-Conway, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Transit has been a key issue for you since you were first elected. How does passenger rail fit into your broader vision of Madison transportation?
Oh, I think that returning passenger rail to Madison is really a key piece for us in terms of economic development and access to the rest of the state, but also the rest of the region. And having this rail connection to Milwaukee and then through Milwaukee to Chicago, I think is a really critical piece. It will allow folks, I mean, we know already that people commute along this corridor, right? There are people who make the trip daily from Milwaukee to Madison or Madison to Milwaukee, but, you know, also going into the greater Milwaukee area. And then, you know, people go to Chicago for business on a regular basis, but also for tourism, right? So if you think about, I know it's a sore subject right now, but how easy it's going to be to get to a Bucks game, right? Mm-hmm. Or to go see the Brewers, or to go down to Chicago to catch the Chicago Sky. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for regional tourism here that I think are really important for Madison and for Wisconsin's economy as a whole.
I want to read the tea leaves here in just a bit. In 2022, you say Madison is better positioned than ever in many ways to bring Amtrak to the city. Fast forward to last month, you tell WPR that connecting Madison, Milwaukee, Chicago, that could be achieved in the next couple of years. What is happening that is expediting a timeline for service?
Well, you know, I want to take you back some years. And literally what happened is that I was looking at Twitter on my phone and I saw a tweet from Amtrak and they put out their new map of the U.S. Mm-hmm. and Madison was on it. I immediately tweeted back, yes, please. but that started a conversation. And I think the really key thing was that Amtrak did do that Connect US plan, and they were looking at what markets they wanted to come into. And I mean, you have to ask Amtrak about this, but my understanding is that their projections for ridership between Madison and Milwaukee are really strong, and they expect that it would be a really well-used corridor, and that makes them very interested in it. And so if you look at that and then you look at the opportunities in the slightly longer term to, for example, to connect Milwaukee to Green Bay, to connect Madison to the Twin Cities, I think that it's a really attractive corridor for them. And so that really started the conversation. And of course, we here in Madison got really excited about it. We started saying, okay, good. Well, where are we going to put the station? And let's think about it. And how can we facilitate this? And we, you know, started talking with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And eventually the state did go to the Federal Railroad Administration and ask to get into the corridor development program formally. And so that really was what started this whole conversation.
Is there a spot for a station? Or what is the status of that conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have from the city, we've done a considerable amount of work evaluating a number, I think as many as a dozen different potential station locations, and you know, really looked at them from a number of different angles, like is there space? Who controls the land? Mm-hmm. How close is it to to bus or other types of transportation? And so how suitable would it be? Obviously, Amtrak has some sort of technical specifications in terms of the track and what's available. And I want to be really clear, like, at the end of the day, this is a decision that Amtrak and the state will make together, and the city's role is really just to provide information and sort of say where we think it would be best. But yes, we have a station location report out that runs through all of those details and really suggests that a downtown station would be the best thing for Madison. And I think that aligns with what I've heard from Amtrak in terms of they really want, when they're bringing people to a city, to bring people to the heart of the city.
You talk about the state, and I want to bring in the voice of Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman. We spoke with her in May about expanding passenger rail throughout the state, and here's what she had to say about Madison.
I would say for right now, Madison has been doing a lot of work to kind of fast track the work on that corridor ID study. They've put some of their own funding into moving that forward. So that is a little further ahead than some of the others.
Okay, so she's mentioning the Federal Rail Administration's Corridor Identification and Development Program, the series of feasibility studies, and the inner city passenger rail. Infrastructure could be an issue. What have you learned from these corridor ID studies?
Well, I want to be clear that that really is a state process. We have supported it because we're excited about the potential. But one of the things that you have to look at first is what is the status of the track? And then where might you put the stations and how do those communities feel about it? And so I really want to shout out the other communities that would be along this particular Hiawatha West extension, and that's Watertown and Pewaukee. And they have both been, I think, really enthusiastic and involved, have also put some money on the table, particularly for station locations. And it's great to see that level of excitement because this is not, I mean, obviously I'm the mayor of Madison. I care about Madison, but this is not about Madison. This is about bringing passenger rail back to the heart of Wisconsin in a really important way and connecting multiple different communities. So we look at that, I think, and then they also look at the status of the track. And that is why the state, I believe, applied for the CRISI grant from the Federal Railroad Administration, which would, if we get that, if the state gets that grant, that would support improvements mm-hmm. to the track. And I think it's 11 different bridges that they would be making improvements on, and then about 50 highway rail grade crossings and some track improvements and signal improvements. So that to me is a really, it's a great expression of support from the state, but that's the kind of work that's necessary to actually move this project along, is to make sure that, you know, all of the engineering and infrastructure improvements are in place.
Some people in Madison have been waiting on passenger rail to come back since April of 1971. What do you say to people who are worried that more delays could spell the end of the project altogether?
Well, I think we're all, we have a little bit of PTSD from the last time we were promised that we would get passenger rail to Madison, and that was, pulled away from us at the last minute, unfortunately. And so I don't blame people for being nervous, but I think that, I'm really excited that we have Amtrak really interested in this project and really working on it. And that WISDOT is put in this application, is trying to push the project forward, that we have, like I said, the other communities, Watertown and Pewaukee, have been real champions. So it feels like there's some momentum here. You know, obviously, we have to see if we get the grant. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. I think that it could really happen this time. It's I understand people are frustrated with how long it takes, and it's just true. Infrastructure work takes a long time. So I definitely hear folks like, why can't we have it today? Why is it going to be 2030 before we see trains? But it does feel like it's moving fast in the world of infrastructure, let me just say, like, which is a slow moving world. But like, if we could actually get trains running by 2030, that would be pretty remarkably fast.
Mayor Rhodes Conway, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so excited about the prospect of Amtrak coming to Madison.
That is Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. We're looking at the latest efforts to expand passenger rail in Wisconsin. Now to work in the western part of the state, we turn to Scott Rogers of Eau Claire, chair of the West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition and a member of the Chippewa-St. Croix Passenger Rail Commission. Scott, welcome.
Great. It's nice to be here.
What are the big areas of effort for your coalition now?
Well, there has actually been a long time interest in West Central Wisconsin. That's the corridor between Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and the Twin Cities in obtaining passenger rail service. It goes all the way back to the Thompson administration when they first recommended a Midwest system and our region was left off of it. So the rail coalition started to advocate for getting on the maps. Well, just getting on a map doesn't, even though we eventually did that, doesn't necessarily get you a train, right? So about 5 years ago, six municipalities and three counties in this region formed the Chippewa-St. Croix Rail Commission, really to be a catalyst and to work under state statutes that allow local governments to work together on transportation projects to really move the whole process along. And about the same time, the bipartisan infrastructure law was passed by Congress, which created a pipeline for the first time to lead to new corridors being implemented, as well as a specific advanced appropriated funding to make those corridors possible. And so when that was announced in 2022, the commission applied for a federal grant for step one of a three-step corridor ID project. We are nearing the final stages of step one, and we're about to step into step two. So the step two is the service development plan. That's what leads you to actually having something that you can move forward with. So you get into ridership, costs, capital requirements, what do you have to do with the track, where would stations be, what are the public benefits? And so we want to move into that stage so that in a couple years when that comprehensive study is done, we'll be able to say, okay, let's go forward, let's do the engineering, the environmental work, and start working towards having passenger trains between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities.
Wow, that movement to step two makes it seem a lot more achievable when you're looking at those very specific things like ridership and the specific infrastructure. Does that seem like it becomes a little bit clearer now?
It does. And this is really the big step. And naturally, one of the things, because community leaders in our area started this effort, about 1999. And so people started saying, well, is this really ever going to happen? And the big missing piece until the bipartisan infrastructure law was that federal funding. In other words, other transportation projects typically get 80 to 90% federal funding. And so really, if you're going to leverage your local resources, if you want to build a highway, you want to do an airport improvement, you want to do something with waterways, but that did not exist for rail until that bipartisan infrastructure law. So this process and the funding mechanism really does make it more possible. And now that we're doing some more studies, some people say, well, are you studying this to death? But these studies are actually very specific and lead to the next step in the process.
Meanwhile, we've seen the Borealis route between Chicago and the Twin Cities 2 years running. We've seen some really big ridership numbers, 1.8 million, I believe Amtrak was quoting there. I wonder, with the ridership there and the impact with the Borealis line, Has that affected the conversations you're having about expanding passenger rail options in Eau Claire?
I think so, because we've always known just by our anecdotal contact with the public, some surveys we've run of people, we've known that there's a great deal of interest on the part of the public in being able to use reliable, competitive passenger rail service. And so the fact that it has far exceeded its ridership forecast, and another route that started last year in the south between New Orleans and Mobile has seen a similar situation, that if a fairly limited addition of passenger rail service is that possible, is possible to have that kind of ridership increase. If we have some really good service with multiple frequencies, I think that shows the public is really ready for this sort of thing.
You went to a meeting in Milwaukee recently called Thinking Big About Wisconsin Passenger Rail. What could it look like to think big about rail rather than moving in these incremental steps?
And I think we do want to move in the incremental steps, but I think we need to speed them up and have a broader vision as to where we're going. And I come from the private sector, and so sometimes it can be frustrating at how slow the wheels turn on government, and we need to turn the train wheels a lot faster. And so really to move this along is important, and then to have the vision. One of the big things is not only to be competitive with driving, to be faster, and also to have enough frequency or enough trains per day that it becomes convenient, that a corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, for instance, should have hourly service so that you can rely on there being a train when you need to go. In our area, we are proposing, and we think the service development plan will reveal this because that's what we need to do, that we have enough trains to make it convenient to create the economic activity around the stations so that we not only get the social and environmental benefits from the trains, but the economic benefits as well. So we think four trains a day, for instance, between Eau Claire and the Twin Cities, and then eventually a service to the east to Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago is something we really need to aim for and move there as fast as we can.
In terms of that economic development, there's this coalition of Wisconsin businesses supporting passenger rail expansion, and they certainly see this investment in local economic development driving it. What do you hear from business owners about why they want to see more rail options?
Well, I just retired after 12 years doing government affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. And even the initial interest in our area for passenger rail service really came from the business and education community saying, if we're going to stay competitive with other parts of the country, if we're going to be able to take advantage of the attributes of our state to maintain and grow our population, to have more workforce, that we really need to have more passenger rail service. And so I was part of that effort to ask businesses and business organizations around the state to sign on and say, at least let's explore additional passenger rail service in our state. We see other communities in other states. Normal Bloomington, Illinois would be an example of a mid-sized city in Illinois with multiple trains and a state university, and they've seen tremendous economic activity from the trains. And so we see this as really adding a missing piece to our transportation picture so we can have the best of all worlds, have good highways, have good air service, and have good rail service.
Scott, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate the opportunity.
That is Scott Rogers, chair of the West Central Wisconsin Rail Coalition and the Chippewa St. Croix Passenger Rail Commission. Earlier, we heard from Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway. We've been checking in on efforts to expand passenger rail service around the state.